Some of the adults who moved back home with mom and dad during the recession are moving out. The trend of moving in with parents to save money took hold steadily from 2007 to 2010. What's causing this to subside? U.S. News and World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban writes about it and joins us live now. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why are some adults feeling comfortable enough financially to move into places of their own?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a question of regional economics in a big way. I mean, it depends by state. I mean, what the data show is this. In 2007, just before the recession, you had 17.6% of households that were shared, and that means there were additional adults present, people who were adults but not married to or partnered with the householder. That climbed to 19.4% in 2010, and only last year did it start to tick downward. And about half of those people, not quite, are adult children of those householders, so people who moved in with mom and dad. And really, I mean, I think about one thing we can say is that the employment situation has undoubtedly improved. And we do know that a lot of young adults, and of course probably a lot of those people that moved in with mom and dad, have started to find jobs now that that employment situation is improving. And of course, as we know, there is an abundance of housing in some of those hardest hit states. So there are plenty of places, many rentals, but also many houses to pick from.
Are we talking about mostly young adults when we talk about those who moved in with their parents?
We're talking in large part young adults, depending on what you consider young. It's around 35% of people up to the 18 to 24 were considered additional adults, and then around 30% of people from there up to 35 were considered additional adults and people living with their parents and that, or with their friends or family. That tapers off dramatically after that. Above 35, you have far fewer people living with their relatives.
So this was probably a lot of young people who may have graduated from college and then couldn't find a job.
Right, absolutely. And what's really, what I think is one of the most fascinating statistics and saddest statistics really in this whole report from the Census Bureau is that amongst these additional adults, you have a 15.8% official poverty rate. And the poverty rate is determined by the size of a household. So if you're living with a few other people, the poverty threshold goes up. But if you took those people and counted their incomes individually, as if they weren't in those households, their poverty rate is actually 55.5%. That is huge. That is almost upsetting, really. And it really points to is that this isn't just people who moved in with their relatives, you know, for the companionship. I mean, it would be nice, but really what it is you have a lot of people who were in economic dire straits and they found friends or family to take them in.
But they are starting to move out at a trickle.
Right. We're starting to see that downward slope. However, what is interesting, I spoke to a demographer from the Brookings Institution this week. He explained to me that what we're going to see in the future is that we're going to have older adults moving in with their children. We're seeing that already. Some states are already seeing that. And this is a question of we have all these baby boomers who are going to be aging, and they're not there yet, of course, but you're going to have many of them who, you know, may start to consider senior housing, and if that's too expensive or they don't have the insurance, they don't have the money to pay for it, they could start to move in with their kids. So we might see a reversal of this trend.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Danielle.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report.